This is the only place in Afghanistan where girls can go to school. Mazar-e-Sharif is a vibrant cultural and commercial center, and schools have remained open since the Taliban took over the country. Here at Gohar Khatun, one of the most established elementary and high schools in the city, girls hope to pursue their studies and chase their dreams.
I have a big dream, and it's my whole life blueprint, and I want to be an astronaut in the future. And it seems to be a big dream to achieve in Afghanistan, but I hope so someday I could be just traveling to space, and that's very nice.
For the teachers, the curriculum hasn't changed for now, but the future is uncertain. Maulawi Muhammad Mu'in Balkhi is the man in charge of education in the city.
We need female teachers, architects, doctors, but we also want our women to be educated along Islamic beliefs and principles. We value women. The first lessons we learn come from our mothers.
Female students cannot go to public universities yet. The Taliban says it's sorting out the logistics. These are students of medicine at the prestigious Maulana Jalaluddin Muhammad Balkhi University. The curtain was recently added to segregate students by gender.
For now, the future is unclear because we have no idea what the Taliban will decide about girls' education. Look at other provinces. Universities are still closed.
Zabihullah Nourani is the Taliban's senior culture and information official in the city. He says education is one of the top priorities for the leadership.
Schools are open, teachers and students go to classrooms, and life is normal, and curriculums remain the same. We haven't changed anything so far.
Nourani is one of the many Taliban officials who believe the US and many European countries are trying to discredit the group when it is desperately seeking international recognition. The debate over girls' education in Afghanistan has extended to what kind of role will they have under the Taliban rule, and will they get represented in the government and parliament? And most importantly, will their basic rights be protected? The Taliban has dismissed international concerns about women's rights as a propaganda and insisted the world must also respect Afghanistan's culture and the Taliban's conservative outlook. Hashim Al-Bara, Al Jazeera, Mazar-e-Sharif.